something right now. For those that know God and know them with their heart, someday is now.
Amen.
We are not going to see the return of God's anointed. We're not going to see the body of Christ until God's people get on fire for God. Until God's people get on fire for God. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody stand up and say, praise God.
Praise God.
Oh, do it from your chair. It's okay. What we saw were so many believers that were so pacified that are on vacation and this and that. And we have this friend that used to own a restaurant, but she has diabetes, and she lost her foot. And so we picked her up on Sunday morning, took her to church, and to the English church, and she didn't speak any English, so it was like me going to the Spanish church and didn't understand any Spanish. But Ezekiel 43 is about the fact that there's a time that Ezekiel began to see God's people and the destruction of the first temple. This is right after that. The destruction of the first temple was because of God's people who have lost the relationship with God. Now, they still went to church. Every Saturday morning, they were in the synagogue, glory to God, praise God. And somebody read the Torah, and somebody read the half Torah, the prophets. And you know what? But they were so far from God's anointed that God's people began to realize that they should be ashamed of how they have run their lives. And that shame is what God is pouring out today, because I'm telling you, the church should be ashamed of calling themselves after His name and Christ-like Christians. Because if we're going to be like Christ, we're going to be like Christ. Not going to church, going to Hail Mary full of grace, we're full of crap. Sorry. But the fact is, we are God's people that should be full of God's anointed. We should be so kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. El Shaddai is our God. And God is doing something today in the remnant. And the remnant's beginning to hear His voice. I've got something really weird to say about these last days, but I can't get this to work. Oh, that might be why. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Lord God Almighty. Okay, so out of Ezekiel 43, we see that Ezekiel describes a vision of the altar that will be built for the third temple. And its dedication, paralleling this week's Torah portion, which discusses the tabernacle's altar. And after the destruction of the temple, Ezekiel experienced a vision of the third holy temple that will be built without hands. Yahweh tells Ezekiel to recount the vision and hopefully will bring them to be ashamed of the deeds that they did that caused the destruction. Right now, we should be ashamed of the deeds of the body of Christ or the church, because the church is not the body of Christ. But the fact is, the church in America is so full of deception, so full of fear, that everywhere we go, we see people with masks that are still afraid. They're so afraid of this virus. This virus has no authority over you. The virus has no power over God's anointed, but it does have power over those that give it power. We need to realize that our word is so powerful that even Jesus began to see the word of God will last forever, and the word of God in us will bring down every stronghold, will bring down authority, will make the body of Christ. We need to start prophesying over our family, over our children, over our grandkids, and begin to see God's anointed over them, because we believe. We believe so much that we're going to speak words of life. And words of life are praise. When you give glory to God, right now our church is so condemning. I mean, if you're Baptist, by God, you got to believe this and you got to believe that. If you're Messianic, the whole world's going to hell because we're so full of judgment that we need to stop and say, Father God, forgive me. It's all in your hands. In your timing will you bring kadosh to God's people. In your timing, praise God, not mine. And I'm not going to judge anybody. I don't care about anybody's life because of what they do or what they say or how they act. I care about, do you have a heart for God? If you have a heart for God, God's going to put it on your heart. And it's not up to me to change everybody to be messianic and walk in some kadosh or kosher type of lifestyle. The lifestyle that God is going to put on God's people is going to be based on the Spirit of God. Not by might, not by authority, not by messianic judgment, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Praise God. So anyway, if they are ashamed, maybe they will teshuvah, repent, and turn back to the Torah and all of the teachings of the Torah. And that's where we're at today. Because the Word of God, Jesus said, is not done away with, not till one jot or one tittle is set aside. The Word of God is still alive, including the prophets. The Torah and the prophets are still alive. And that's why we're doing the half Torah, because the prophet is still alive. Praise God. And let's see. Here we go. Ezekiel then goes on to describe the third temple. And I want you to realize some things about this temple. Could this be the same temple that Moses saw when he was building the tabernacle? Remember in the Torah study in the last few weeks, it says he built it according to the pattern exactly as he saw it. What did Moses see? What did he see in the realms of heaven? What blinders came off his eyes while he was praising God on his face, on his knees? Something came over him and he began to see the tabernacle. He began to see the glory of God. He began to see every little instrument. He began to see the three almond flower buds on the tip of each one of the menorah candles. He began to see the authority of God. He realized that center candle was the spirit of the future Messiah. If we accept his death for our sin, then it had to happen on this third temple. The third temple has an altar, and on that altar was Messiah's death. I'm going to say some things that are a little far out, and I don't want you to say no or yay. I want you to pray about it. Because I believe that this fellowship, every one of you are called to begin to see in the kingdom of God and begin to see the realms that are so anointed and so powerful that you're not just a human anymore. You're beginning to see the spirit of holiness and see it with authority. See it with the power of authority in your life. Even all of you way in the back, deep speaks to deep. I did a sermon some 70 years ago, and Lori Old came up to me and she said, deep calls out to deep. And now the deep's in the back. I expect you guys to be so on fire that you walk up here and touch people and anoint them. I don't expect them to be two churches. This church, and then the church in the back. I expect you guys to be on fire for God. I expect you to be on fire for God. I expect you to begin to see things in the vision that's unreal. And I'm going to say one thing. Jesus Christ was crucified 2,000 years ago, but he was crucified before the beginning of the foundation of the earth. Where was he crucified then? On the altar that's not built by hands. On the altar that's already there. On the altar that Isaiah knew that there was a Messiah that died for him. Amen. And he prophesied of that Messiah coming to life. And Ezekiel began to see the authority of God in that third altar. And on that third altar, I'm saying right now, is something so unbelievable that we need to get out of our boxes and out of our doctrines and begin to say, God, begin to teach us how you want us to open our hearts. And our hearts are going to be so open that you're going to share love. And you're going to. This church should be full of people. You've got a message here that's unreal. You've got a message here that is the authority of God. And the message is the Word of God is not done away with. You know, if it's done away with, then every church should get rid of the Old Testament and just walk around with the New. Because they don't understand the New is a summary of the Torah. And the prophets were a summary of the Torah in spirit. And then Jesus comes along and says, by golly, the prophets said this, and the word of God is this, and the Torah is this. And he began to speak it with authority, and they said, we don't like what you're saying, and they got rid of him. But the fact is, there's a spirit of God in the remnant. And the spirit of God are going to share life. It didn't matter where we went. We have something about us. It's called His presence. In other words, it's His witness. And so do you. And that people were drawn to us. We had a woman that goes every morning out to the beach and does her yoga, praise yoga or whatever. But for some reason, she was drawn to us. And so when we left, she came running down the stairs from the condo a couple floors above us and gave us both hugs. And I began to ask God why. And God says, you've got something in your witness. And there's something about the authority of Jesus Christ in our lives. And that's what Pastor Freddie saw. And Pastor Freddie asked me to share. Because the power of the Spirit of God is upon those. Isaiah 61 said, the anointing is upon me. What for? To set the captives free. Do you know who's captive? Every Christian, every Catholic, everybody that's so caught up in their belief system that they can't accept the anointing of God is upon me.
That's right. Amen.
Because we're still Catholic. The anointing of God is upon the priest. And we're not priests. We're just lowly people that go to church on Saturday. Oh. But the fact is, Peter had the audacity to say, you are kadosh, you are priests. You're holy and set apart unto God. Somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
Wow, praise God. He has been upon the altar that Messiah gave his atonement for the sin offering. There was a sin offering. There was a battle in heaven. A major battle. I mean, Satan came out with his powerful warriors called angels. And there was an authority challenge to God. And there was a necessary atonement in the temple for God. And that's why we see scriptures like this. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him. All that dwell upon the earth will worship Him before they die. Even whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb of Life. In the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Wait a minute! Jesus was slain 2,000 years ago. What is this? Because John saw in the spirit realm, he saw the battle going on, and he saw the need for the sacrifice of the Lamb. The sacrifice of the Lamb was for Adam and Eve, and they failed. It was for all the prophets. Adam and Eve were not intended to die. But I want you to begin to open your eyes and look at the Word of God with the Spirit of God. Begin to understand that God has called His remnant. And the remnant has not responded until now. If you think I'm weird, the Bible says there are 10,000 just like me given the same weird stuff. The fact that we need to open our eyes to the weirdness of what the kingdom of God is all about. It's not about the rules. 613 rules. It's not about how to live for God. It's about how to have a heart for God. And God will share with you how to live. God will share with you how to speak authority over your family. God will give you the power and the wisdom because your words are eternal. Your words are powerful. Your words are what's going to change your life. Your words, oh, I can't do anything. Everything goes bad in my life. Well, praise God. Everything bad is going to happen to you. Why? Because that's our prophecy. Our self-fulfilling prophecy should be simply, I'm going to walk in God's anointing. Praise God. My family is going to be blessed. I've got a blessed wife. Next week, I've been married 49 years to the same woman. And after 49 years, I still love her. It's not such boring things. It's because the Spirit of God is so strong in her marriage that she can forgive me for being such a jerk. I used to be tall and handsome, and now I'm short and ugly, and she still loves me. And what God is doing is opening our eyes to the authority of God. That temple that is has been built in the kingdom. The temple that is not built with hands. God spoke it into existence. God became incarnate and became the sacrifice. Amen. It was seen by Moses. It was already built by Messiah without hands. Praise God. And Exodus 25, you are to make it according to the tabernacle design. This is how you are to make it. It is in the spirit realm. The kingdom of God has been here for I don't know how long, forever, I guess. It's in the spirit realm, and we are not in the spirit realm, but we can be seen, and we can see into the spirit realm. Somebody say, amen, I believe that, I prophesy that. I believe that you're going to start speaking. I speak life into this sanctuary, praise God. I believe that every one of you are now going to be witnesses of God, and every one of you are going to say, hey, come to church with me. You're not doing anything on Saturday, you know, and Sunday you can go to your church. But we have the right on Saturday to bring in the week. We have the right on Saturday to say God said he would meet with his people, praise God. And guess what? God never changes Sabbath. So if God's going to meet with us on Sabbath, bring your friends, and because they need to meet with God, don't they? We need to meet with God, don't we? Okay, somebody say, it is here. Somebody say, it is here. I expect you to get excited. I expect you to yell at me. I expect you to throw rocks if you want. But the fact is, we need to speak life. It is here right now. Praise God. It's in me. Hallelujah. It's in you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. It's in me. Amen. It's for you. It's in you. And it is spiritual. Somebody pray about it and test all things, because we haven't tested all things. We inherited lies. Jeremiah said that. And I inherited my father's church. And my father's church has passed away. That's why the fathers of our faith have passed away, most of them. And if it wasn't for the Spirit of God, I would have passed away a long time ago. Spirit of death has been on me so many times, it's unreal. And right now, my balance has deteriorated. But you know what? God spoke to me and said, work your core. Work my core. And I began to realize that I'm going to walk better. Praise God. I'm going to get up in here and dance someday, because I believe in the Word of God, and the Word of God that God put in me says we are going to improve. We're going to get great. We're going to walk in healing. We're going to walk in God's authority. And somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. So be it. And I'd like you to stand and say, glory to God, and look at somebody and touch them. Touch the person behind you and prophesy over them. The laying on of hands, I prophesy that you will begin to change your words, and the Spirit of God will be life in you. And praise God, I want to thank you that you have me back.